Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Some of you will have been at the Isle of Wight Festival, probably listening to Cheryl Cole or
Camila Cabello.
Others will be cheering or crying over the result of the England-Panama match. For the rest of you, here's the Move It Up team. Enjoy the show. Right, this is a Chef Alicia. My recipe today is barbecue pulled pork sandwiches. This is a great recipe when you are spending time with your friends during the summer. Lovely outside if the weather is right, but just a good indoors on the rainy day.
What ingredients do we need, Chef?
2 onions sliced, 1 tablespoon of mustard powder and smoked paprika, 2 kilograms of pork shoulder bones with skin on and tied, 140 grams of tomato ketchup, 4 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, 3 tablespoons of soft dark brown sugar, 2 French sticks sliced into rolls and coleslaw to serve.
What do we do next, Chef?
Heat the oven to 160 degrees C. Scatter the onions and the onions into the bottom of the large roasting tin. Mix the mustard powder paprika with black peppers and salt. Rub it over the pork. Place the pork on top of the onions in the roasting tin. Pour 200 ml of water into the bottom of the tin. Wrap well with foil and bake it for 4 hours. In the bowl, mix the ketchup, vinegar, Worcestershire sauce and brown sugar. When cooked, remove the pork from the tin and pat dry the roasted tin. On the hob, pour the ketchup mixture cooked on the high heat for around 10 minutes until thick and glossy. Pour the sauce into the food
processor.
Blaze until soft. Place the pork on a baking tray and cook under the grill. Cook on each side of around 10 minutes until nicely charred. Lift the pork into a large plate or tray, peel off the skin. Shred the meat into chunks pieces. Add 4 tablespoons of the barbecue sauce into the shredder. Pork and toss everything well to coat. Curl into rolls and serve extra sauce and coleslaw. I enjoy making this recipe as much as I enjoy eating it. This is Alicia, the chef, signing off. Goodbye for now and good night. I'd like to wish my little brother Kian a happy birthday for tomorrow. Happy birthday, Kian.
Hi, this is Amy and today I'm going to talk about Southampton Football Club. I really enjoy football and Southampton is my favourite club.
What's Laura found out for you, Amy?
Southampton Football Club was originally called Southampton St. Mary's. It joined the Southern League in 1894 and won the championship for 3 years running between 1897 and 1899 and also in 1901, 1903 and 1904. They moved to a newly built stadium called the Dell in 1898. They spent the next 103 years playing there. In March 2010, over 50,000 fans travelled to Wembley Stadium to see the Saints win their first piece of silverware in 34 years. Goals came from Lambert, Lana, Papa Wago and Michael Antonio to secure a 4-win over Carlisle United. Pellegrino's spell in charge came to an end in March 2018 as the club replaced him with former striker Mark Hughes ahead of the final 8 matches of the Premier League campaign. Hopefully in the future I will get the chance to see them live. Thank you again, Lara, for all these interesting facts. This is Amy signing off. Goodbye.
This is Christina. Sadly, this will be my last week on the Moving Up show, so I thought I'd end with a game. Guess the animal. Come on, team.
Who's going to ask the first question?
Alicia, ask little chef.
What question did you want to ask Christina?
Is it brown?
No, Alicia, it's not brown.
That narrows it a little bit. Amy, what's your question?
Is it small?
Yes, Amy, it is small.
Harry?
Has it got legs?
Yes, Harry, it's got 2 legs.
So it's got 2 legs and it's small, but it's not brown. Josh, have you got a question?
Does it live in the wild?
Yes, Josh, it does live in the wild.
Toby, have you got a question?
Is it the same sandy colour as Georgie?
No, Toby.
Does it have feathers?
Yes, it does have feathers.
So it has feathers. Does it live on a nest?
No, it doesn't live on a nest.
Who's got another question? Is this a sort of like a rodent type of animal?
No.
It's not a rodent, but it's small and it's got 2 legs.
Well, it's not really, really small, but it's...
Right. Is it about the same size as a sheep?
I think it would be, yes.
Same size as a sheep?
Yes.
I'm stumped.
And it's 2 legs.
2 legs.
Is it Georgie standing on his back?
Does it run?
No, not really very fast.
Does it have wings?
Wings?
Wings.
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of.
Sort of wings. Right, hang on, let's put a little recap. It's about the size of a sheep. It's got only 2 legs. It's got feathers and fur.
It hasn't got feathers, no.
It hasn't got feathers.
It's got
fur.
I was starting to think.
I was going to say pheasant.
That would have been a good guess, but it's not got feathers. And we're not sure about the colour. So, is it white?
Half of it is white.
Half of it is white.
Half of it is white. On 2 legs.
Does it jump?
Yes, it can jump.
So think about this now, guys. It's an animal that jumps on 2 legs. What do you think that might be?
Is it a zebra?
Think about jumping animals.
Is it a zebra on a pogo stick?
Nice try, Toby.
What do you think? What jumps?
Gerbils?
Yeah.
Fleas.
That
would be a big flea.
Kangaroo.
A kangaroo. Is it a little bit like a kangaroo?
Yes, a bit like a kangaroo.
Is it a wallaby?
Yes, Toby, it's a wallaby.
Well done. Is there a prize, Christina, for this game?
No.
Oh, sorry, Toby.
For you bus enthusiasts out there, the Isle of Wight Festival weekend is a great time to see buses that are not normally living or even on the island. Isn't that right, Josh?
One year, they even brought 12 Bend buses from the mainland.
Yeah, they brought them from London. We started with 12 and somehow went down to 6. And they were actually really good in that because they replaced them with the older Volvo / Leyland Olympian double-deckers. And this year we've got some Unilink Enviro 400s. Have you seen those, Josh?
I've seen them in Southampton and I've been on one.
Are they nice?
They're okay.
Right. We've got some old training buses, B7 PBLs from London as well. And those are literally all over the place. Don't ask how they get everywhere. I have no involvement in that.
seen those.
It's a good opportunity for us to see something we don't usually have on the island. Have a great weekend, everyone. And now we welcome Harry, discussing the World Cup with Josh.
Hi Josh, did you catch last Monday's match?
Yes, it was a typical England performance.
Yeah, England usually do have terrible performances like that. We started off well, like usual, you know, we got some flurry of attack going. But like usual, we can't break it down a simple defence. Obviously, after the first goal and they equalised, Tunisia kind of shut down the midfield and made us isolated in our own halves almost, like they were absorbing the pressure. But it was kind of a shame to see a football team play like they did, just fouling us on every opportunity, and VAR looking to prove that it's not ready yet for a major competition. But at the end of the day, you know, we did win.
I wonder how the match has gone this afternoon.
Oh, well, I don't know, because obviously we're in here and we've missed it for today, so let's hope that we got the result that we needed against Panama.
This has been another busy show. Christina is leaving us today. It's been great to have you as a part of the show.
I've really enjoyed it. It's helped my confidence. Thanks to Ian Mack for the opportunity.
Yes, thanks to Ian Mack at the Four P's Project for letting us loose on the airwaves.
Tune in next week to 104.6 for our final sign-off before the summer. You can catch me on the Iron Breezes.